When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. It was almost just Kendra today because on 2 hours of sleep, I somehow made it here.
I cannot believe you're sitting in front of me. I didn't think it was going to happen. I really did not.
I know. Well, you know what happened? Everybody, we had talked about it last week. We went down to Orlando to visit my daughter. And first I'll say the meeting with my daughter's boyfriend's parents went great.
What did you wear?
I wore a pair of white jeans. I wore a black, like, short sleeve shirt with, like, frilly sleeves.
Okay.
And then I just brought, like,
a little high-low fashion going there.
Yeah. And then I brought, like, a hot pink sweater to go over and a pink purse. And his mom was dressed kind of similarly, so I felt really good. There was, like, never, like, any awkwardness. The conversation just kind of flowed.
Oh,
it was
good.
Really, really good.
Good.
However, after that, what happened is two things. One, my daughter brought us to the beach, and I was silly enough to think it was a very breezy day, and I was silly enough to think I put sunscreen on my face, and I started reading a book, and I was like, oh, I got to put sunscreen on the rest of me. Well, I wasn't hot because it was super breezy.
It's misleading.
And it's misleading. But I know better. Come on. I mean, I know better. And all of a sudden, a couple hours in, my daughter goes, Mom, you're bright red. I mean, I was.
And when you're out in it, you can't really see. When you're out in that sunlight, sometimes you can't really tell how much color you have. Like, you don't think you do, but other people can see it on you.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then you go home and you take a shower and you're like, oh my God, I was so bright red. I've never been burned this bad. So what happened is I must have gotten a little bit of sun poisoning because it was my arms and my legs, and my legs blew up like elephant legs.
Your legs are in tough shape right now.
They're in tough shape.
And you're wearing jeans, which is also astonishing to me.
Like, I know. They hurt. They're scratching them. And my ankles are still swollen. They're cankles. And then I was like, okay, so I'm dealing with that. But then we go to the airport.
You know what's really great for having sun poisoning and a sunburn and wanting to go home, being stuck in the airport in a cabin
for 10 hours. I know. So then we go to the airport. My daughter drops us off. Off she goes. Rid of mom and dad. And yeah, what happened is we had been hearing all the people in the airport were like, oh my God, the flights have been grounded in so many airports because of stormy weather. But they boarded us. So we're like, yes, we're getting out just in time. Well, we sit on the plane for an hour after we were supposed to take off. And it's a tiny little budget airline, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
And your knees are like in your chest. And my legs are like elephant legs on top of
that
being cramped.
That is the last thing. And it's funny, I texted you because my brother's flight got canceled. He was supposed to go down to Florida. I drove him to the airport at 10 o'clock yesterday. He sat at Logan all day. Then
it's
they canceled his flight.
Yes.
And so then when you said you were stuck there, and then when you showed me the picture of your legs, it's already bad enough being cramped with the stale air on the airplane when you're not moving and all you want to do is go home.
Yes.
And then on top of it to have swollen legs and a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I
would. And shivers, because when you're so burnt,
right,
you literally shiver. So I had all that going on. And then they said, okay, we're going to take you off the plane and give you a break. We're still going to try to get you out tonight, but no promises. That's when I sent you a video. So now they take us all off the plane and we have to take all of our stuff. And now we're wandering through. Everybody made a beeline for the bar. There's one bar in this airport. It's a regional airport in Orlando. Literally now, everybody is just like, get me a drink.
That's what it reminds me of. That's you in the airport.
Whoop. And then an hour later, they reboarded us. And then I finally got in. I think we landed maybe around 11 in Portsmouth, the good news is that I live in Newburyport. So it was a regional airline. And then by the time we got our bags and by the time we got home and I got
to
bed.
What time was it when you walked into your house, first of all? Into the house? Midnight?
Maybe midnight.
Yeah.
And when I crawled into bed, I remember looking at the clock and it was 1:30 and I get up at 3:30.
Oh, disgusting. I know.
And I was like,
it's
but you
so
know
gross.
What? I feel good right now because it
now.
Hasn't hit.
It's the honeymoon phase.
I know.
What's going to happen? You're going to hit at 10 o'clock and then mm-hmm. tomorrow's going to be worse.
I
but
know.
Here's what we're going to do. If
I
you
know.
Magic listeners, because a lot of people were flying back and forth to Florida yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were stuck at the airport or you've ever been stuck like that for a day or longer
mm-hmm.
in some other state or other area or maybe another country. Call us and let us know what happened. 617-655-1067. Maybe your story was worse.